Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, with the ongoing drought across much of the state, cotton planters are just hoping, like the rest of us, for a really good rain. I had the opportunity to speak with Clint Abernathy, a cotton grower from Altus and a member of the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol, about the dry conditions and what farmers can do to make a difference during this time.
We are very dry right now. We normally don't, right in this area, we don't plant in April anyway, but you know, you get into May, that's when it really gets going. But there is absolutely no moisture to work with right now.
Abernathy says some producers are just going to wait on a rain before planting begins.
I've heard different strategies. Some are just going to wait a while, maybe till the latter part of May and see what it does. Some may start here in a couple of weeks and just start dry planting. That's actually what we did last year. Go ahead and get it in the ground. That way, if it does rain, it'll have a good start. You know, it looks bleak right now, but we know how quickly that can turn around. Saturday night, it rained 4 inches, not 30, 40 miles east of where I'm at right now. So you just never know. So I think everybody right now is just being really cautious, which they should be. Input costs are so high. You know, don't jump out and spend a lot of money on a maybe right now, you know. So, and that's a good plan to have this year. And I think that's what everybody's thinking right now is just kind of wait and see.
Is it problematic if you do wait a little bit later? I mean, what's the latest you can wait?
Well, we can plant irrigated cotton up till June 10th, but you know, we certainly rather have it up and going in May. That's the best case scenario.
Abernathy also wants to remind growers of the April 30th deadline coming up.
Yeah, the trust protocol, that's just it was put together by the National Cotton Council. This is a program that helps get the message out on what we're doing, you know, as far as farming cotton and our sustainability message. A lot of the brands and retailers and consumers, they're wanting to know. So this is really just an easy way to get on there and just sign up, and just the questions are fairly easy. It doesn't take long to do. And it just gets our message out there that we are sustainable farmers. We do care about the future. We care about the environment. And you know, most of us are family farmers. So of course we care, but we have to be the ones that send that message out, because if somebody else does it, it'll probably be wrong.
Once again, that deadline coming up on April the 30th. To complete online enrollment and data entry, growers can visit trustuscotton.org. And if you need help, go to growers@trustuscotton.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
Express Ranch is proud to present their Grass Time sale coming up on Friday, April 29th, 600 head to sell on SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv, and of course in person at the ranch in Yukon. 139 Angus bulls, 12 Hereford bulls, and a lot more will be offered. You can get the catalog at ExpressRanches.com. Express Ranch's Grass Time sale, Friday, April 29th, 12 noon, Yukon, Oklahoma. Check it out, ExpressRanches.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.